Hello, and welcome to the DeFi Daily, a 10-minute or less DeFi and crypto update. I'm Amy, here with Pat, and today is Wednesday, May 26th, 2021.
Well, since the last time we all spoke, the markets are up, and even today, the markets did just fine. Actually, I'm pretty happy about the whole situation. Bitcoin, gosh, okay, you know what, I said that. Well, I guess I'm sitting here in a world where, looking back in the distant past, we were at $30,000 for Bitcoin. We're at 37,000 today. As we are speaking, we're off about 4% in late night trading. So I guess Asian markets opening up this morning off. So Bitcoin 37,705, down 1754 from yesterday. Ethereum off 115 to 2,699. Other things of note: Ripple is down from their high of 1.4 to 95 cents. Bitcoin Cash off their high of 1,300 down to 715. Dash is down off of their high of around 400. They're down at 195 off of $14 today. So I guess we'll say up until we sat down to record this, the markets were all doing spectacular today. But now we're off. So that is crypto in a nutshell.
The DeFi Daily is brought to you by Bitwave. Bitwave is a digital asset management platform that does bookkeeping, accounting, and tax tracking for crypto and DeFi. You can check them out online at bitwave.io or on Twitter at Bitwave Platform. And Bitwave is still hiring for several positions, including blockchain engineers. So email info@bitwave.io if you're interested.
Always hiring.
Always hiring in the startup world. All right, up first, analysts say DeFi and stable coins held up well as crypto markets generally imploded.
They really did. I mean, with Bitcoin, going from $60,000 down to $30,000 in the matter of weeks, you watch things like YFI and Solana, a bunch of Cardano is just killing it. I mean, Cardano, Matic, all these guys have held up incredibly well. Uni is off. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves. Uni is off from its high of 30 down to about 26, 27. Let's see what that looks like. So yeah, Uni's high over the last few months has been 45. So they're down by 50% over that time, or just under 20. You know, there certainly are things off here. One thing that's worth noting and thinking about here, there's a couple things to talk about. They called out stable coins in this article, which I thought was really interesting, because by their very nature, stable coins should not be affected by market turbulence. I will say that it actually, and maybe I don't say this enough to our friends at Cointelegraph or in various markets, but it's actually very insightful, because it really is true that one of the arbitrage points of stable coins is that because they are on chain, what the value or lack of value of a stable coin is actually directly correlated to how well you can use it. So you may, from a sort of like naive standpoint, looking at a stable coin, like, oh, it's always worth $1. In fact, that's not true. When you have gas fees, like we had last week, where we were bumping against $1,800 on the gas fees, you absolutely are asking very hard questions. Like you basically are willing to take arbitrage and lower stablecoin prices to move your coins around. So stablecoins really do have a much more flexible nature than people give them credit for because of their transfer medium. That comes into play. We get asked a lot at Bitwave. That comes into play with us because people want to treat USDC as USD. They don't want to pay taxes on it. They don't want to track it as an asset. They just want to treat it like cash. And that's not really the government's view of things right now. And it's days like this that really comes up. Because we did see, with Tether, we saw fluctuations up to about 6 cents. USDC was a little bit lower than that. But you certainly saw individual spot price fluctuations pretty high on it. So it's a really interesting, it's a really good point. It's really interesting. But yes, DeFi overall, because there's just so much freaking utility here, held up very, very well.
And remember, we tweet out links to all the articles that we reference every day. So follow us on Twitter at the DeFi Daily. Next, Binance says rollbacks are not possible after DeFi exploits on their BSC chain.
I mean, they are. So there's a few things I love about this story. Well, I always have a love-hate story, love-hate relationship with hacks like this. At the end of the day, this was so what happened was there was a protocol called the DeFi 100. Those guys, the guys or gals, whoever it was, worked on it for a while, raised a bunch of money, and then just pieced the hell out. They literally wrote a message on their website saying like, "Hey guys, you all just got rug pull. There's literally nothing you can do about it. We will see you on the flip side." Now, there's a couple of points here that are worth mentioning. There's actually a lot that people can do about it. So, I mean, purely from the aspect of like of intelligence, if I were the hackers doing this, I would not be taunting people who just lost a lot of money and are used to perhaps less than illicit means of dealing with these kinds of things. So that right there is already kind of one point here, because you know you have to have a website. The website is getting registered. You're registering the DNS name. I mean, there are a lot of ways to track people down related to this stuff. But even besides that, so that's sort of on the one side. Like, what are you guys thinking here? The other side of this, of course, is like, you know, there is kind of a mania right now in DeFi tokens. The only real advice I can give people is it is very simple. I mean, there are companies doing really, really cool stuff. They tend to be real companies with headquarters, at least, you know, a physical, business address. They tend to be backed by investors of some sort. They tend to be on Twitter and talking about it. You tend to know who they are. If those things are not part of a DeFi protocol that you're investing in, I would suggest, thinking two or three times about investing in that protocol. Obviously, people are going nuts right now. People are putting money in absolutely anything. You see these tokens launching, and a month later, they're worth $10 billion. The pancake one was like that. You know, you see this all the time. Just be cautious. Think through it a couple of times. And there is nothing on the blockchain that means that someone won't just do exactly what they did. All that being said, one of the main points of doing a totally centralized network like BSC, there are two reasons you do it. One is you can crank up your chain, your block production really high, so that you can essentially produce lots of blocks. You can have lower fees and you don't have to worry about a lot of things, because they don't let other people run validator nodes. So if you have like the nodes all close on the network, you just solve a lot of consensus problems if it's all centralized. The second thing, and so that means you can do better transaction rates. And that's why BSC has done well, is because they have low fees, because they have high transaction throughput. The other reason is that you can be a central arbiter of justice here, and you can decide to roll back these types of things. It enters you into a gray area. Like, Binance is already in a horrible gray area. Like, Binance, I don't think we actually reported on this. We must have missed it. But they are under active investigation by many different federal agencies by the U.S. right now. And there's a very good chance that very bad things are going to happen to Binance. But all that being said, when you begin being an arbiter of fraud or not and changing historical data, you pick up an additional layer I don't want to say regulation, because they're so spread out, I'm not sure who even would regulate them. But you certainly pick up a moral obligation to sort of do what's best, kind of the way, you know, Twitter or Facebook is sort of trying to do what's best. So they're obviously, completely saying that they're not part of it. The problem is, in Ethereum and Bitcoin, you can make that argument. Ethereum and Bitcoin, it is very easy for someone who just got rug pulled, you know, to say, hey, or like for someone who was part of that to say, hey, there is literally nothing we can do to change it. BSC is not like that. So they can come out and say, Binance can say whatever they want, but at the end of the day, they wrote the code, they published it, they run it all. There are certainly going to be lawsuits here against them. And running around to different jurisdictions around the world will not actually protect you from that. So as a centralized group, they're gonna bump into this.
Mm. All right, one last quick story. A couple tells U.S. courts that the IRS has no right to tax newly mined coins.
Good luck, you guys. Like, go with God. There's a bunch of people fighting this battle. I don't agree with this, actually. I mean, from our perspective, like as Bitwave, we tend not to take strong stances. Like whatever you want to do, we can support it. So if you are a miner and you want to treat your mining revenue in this way, come to us. We can support this. I do not think that this will stand up in court. I don't think that there's any world where this acts like this. It has to do with liquidity. I mean, at the end of the day, like, there are very clear ways that mining Bitcoin is different than mining gold, because you have processing, you have all of these different steps that get from the ore coming out of the ground to selling it to a jeweler that you don't have in Bitcoin. So it is and the other thing here is that people try to pick and choose their treatment. Like, they want to do a treatment that doesn't recognize it as revenue, but then they don't really want to have a treatment where they pay tax. They want to have like a cash treatment where they're not paying taxes on it. Like, at the end of the day, like, the IRS, you know, say what you will about the federal government or anyone else, the IRS is heavily invested in getting their cut of this. It's a super fun fight. It'll be fun to watch. I give this a 0.01% chance of possibly turning out in favor. Like, these guys are going to spend a lot of money suing the IRS and not get a lot out of it.
All right. Well, that'll do it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening to the DeFi Daily.
All right. Take it easy.